And then there was a third study presented this year, a negative study that was interesting. We know that c-KIT is overexpressed in small cell lung cancer. So here was a study giving imatinib to patients who overexpressed c-KIT. Dr. Johnson in Boston had previously done a phase 2 which did not show responses to imatinib. The study was criticized because they didn't look at overexpressors. This looked at overexpressors, and unfortunately there were no responders, whether people had a long free interval or not. So it looks as though this is not an activating mutation in people with small cell. So it would appear that imatinib, unfortunately, is not a good candidate agent in these patients.